When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Another week is down. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe. Share it with your buddies.
Right. I absolutely cannot believe another week is down. I can't. I know I said it sounds so old, but it's like April's over.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me? This is just insane. Real quick, though, do want to thank Centris Federal Credit Union. Man, it's just flying by. Time flies when you're having fun, as they say.
That's right.
Must be true. It must be true. So one thing that they're looking at is ways to help you save your money and better ways to do it and being more flexible with more offerings, more adaptability. They've got some great certificates that are customizable, flexible terms. That means you could put your money away for however long you want to put your money away. You open the certificate with them. You make it work with a guaranteed return on investment. That's a nice phrase. I like that. You can find out a lot more about that on their website. Super user friendly. Of course, you can stop by any of their 15 locations, give them a call, federally insured, NCUA.
And the website is centrisfcu.org and 402-334-7000.
All right. So before we get going, I do have a note that I wanted to address real quick here. Let me pull this up from Steve, who was referencing when we were talking the other day about Alf.
Yeah.
The TV shows that have characters that aren't people. I mean, it's even more make-believe than most make-believe. So we talked about the dinosaurs. That's where that came from. Anyway, Ted. You brought up Ted.
Yeah, Ted.
So he said Ted, just so you know, has his own series on Peacock. Season 2 is filming now.
I didn't think Ted was that fun. I thought Ted was okay, but I didn't think Ted was like that hilarious. It was just a cussing bear.
This is true. And it's a TV show and it is rated R. said that the TV show is a prequel to the movies. And he said, Steve said he watched a few episodes. It kind of reminds me of Family Guy, except with live humans and a CGI bear. So nobody's in the bear. So
nobody's in the bear.
In this case, but it is rated R and it is out there and there are 2 seasons of it. It's so funny what stuff gets greenlit and what stuff doesn't make the cut or what stuff gets canceled. That's really good and has a huge following. And then you've got Ted going into season 2.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're explaining that to your family or whatever, saying, yeah, I lost my job today because they greenlit a show with a cussing digital bear. I'm going to start being an Uber driver, I guess.
Right. I'm obviously trying too hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you're obviously trying too hard. You must be. Saw a really crazy video the other day, and this just popped in my mind. Let me go back to it real quick here. I just had it pulled up. And it's a guy, he's walking around a mall. And remember the whole conversation surrounding Mattress Firm?
Yes.
And everybody's like, why is there a Mattress Firm on every corner?
Yeah.
How is it possible they stay in business?
Right. I've never heard an answer to that.
Right. And so this guy's in the mall and he's walking around and he's filming. There's like nobody in the mall. It's like going to Oakview right now. Right. I mean, it's hard. It's like you go there and there's a few stores that are in there. There's a few people walking, but it's not. You remember the days when you go to the mall and it was just mass hysteria.
Yeah, it was packed. Like you'd want to get dropped off there as a kid because it was fun to hang out, and there's like no one there now.
Yes, you'd be people bustling on both sides of the concourse.
Yeah,
the elevator escalator would be full at Westroads, right up and down, in and out of stores. There were people going in and out the doors. It was busy, and you had a big old FOMO. That's what you had if you didn't go to the mall. Big old FOMO, because you were like, oh my God, somebody else is going to get the deal. I'm going to miss everything. So this guy's walking around. There's nobody in the mall. And he says, he's like, this isn't real. Not meaning it's not real, as in I'm not really there in a building made of concrete, but that the whole idea of a mall doesn't make any sense. And he's walking along and he says, this mall is like a simulation. It's like, this appears to be a mall, but there's not enough people in here. How do these micro stores in the mall sell enough to afford the overhead of their inventory and pay rent to these conglomerates? And he's walking by these stores. For example, like there's one that sells only ball caps.
Lids.
He's like, there's nobody in the store. There's two employees in there. There's nobody in the store. They sell enough of those to pay rent. Then he walks by the cheap jewelry store where all the girls go to get their ears pierced, right? When you're 12 years old or 8 years old or whatever. And there's a chair sitting outside so people can watch you get your ears pierced. You know, the whole, right? Remember that whole thing? Claire's was one of those. And it looks in there. There's nobody in there. There's two employees in there. They aren't selling enough $2 earrings to be able to pay the rent.
Right. There's no way.
No way. And there was another one. All they're selling is dream catchers and rocks, like they're mystical rocks. There's nobody in the store. And he's just like, he's going store to store and there's nobody in any of these shops, but yet supposedly they're all paying rent.
And the rent is not cheap in those places.
It can't be. No. So unless somebody knows something super secret about having a location in a mall, what is the deal? Because he's like, is this like some laundering scheme? Is this like some front for something else? Is that, and then you've just got a few of these and it's always the same kind of stores. You've got a, oh God, what? No, I just slipped my mind. I just had it almost again. What was the store where they sold all kinds of crazy stuff and the kids always loved to go there?
Oh,
they
had Spencer Gifts?
Spencer Gifts. Yes. Spencer's. Yeah. You go to Spencer's, it was always packed and all this weird shit you could hang on your walls
And it's still there. When you do go to the mall, that's about the only store that ever has any activity just because it's weird.
Yes. And that's been there for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea if like other parts of the company, like Lids on .com is floating Lids. And I have no clue, but there's no way that each individual store can float its own boat.
I can't. And it is the craziest video to watch him though, because he's just got his phone in front of him and just kind of panning around as he's walking the upstairs concourse. Nobody's downstairs. Nobody's on the escalator. Just employees just standing there staring at him like a freaky, scary movie when he walks by these stores and just kind of turns the camera to look in the door and shows you what they're selling. It's like, yeah. This is the beginning of a slasher movie.
Yeah. Well, like when you go to Oakview, there's like, I think one, maybe two restaurants up there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing. I mean, all those places are closed down and they're empty bays all over the place. There's one, a bay that's now karate lessons. There's another one that just sells prom dresses, like quinceañera dresses.
Like probably a pop-up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, like Rush Market used to do. They used to be a pop-up. But yeah. And now they're where Yonkers was.
And we went in there.
Good on them, because they do pretty good business.
We went in there for something, I don't know, a couple months ago, and they had almost like a farmer's market type thing in the aisles. Like they had people setting up tables that were selling crafts. So they're probably looking for any way they can to bring in money.
Getting creative. But yeah, it is, I don't know.
If anybody you kick them out, like you've kicked people out, then if they're like, well, you're not paying rent, so you got to go. Okay. Well then I don't know if they get also a percentage of sales. So you kick them out, then what are you, you're losing everything.
You take anything you can get, I guess. Remember like Crossroads was like that too. I remember Crossroads going there, which just blew my mind. Cause it's like the heart of the city, right? You know, even Westroads though too, it's so different than it used to be, but Crossroads just blew my mind when it ended up being like Barnes and Noble and Target. And that was it.
Yeah. You go in and you could literally get shot at one point. There was like no one there. Like people had like one guy had to come on and open the front door and unlock it because there was nothing there except Target.
I'm surprised people didn't take up residence or there weren't squatters living in some of those bays.
Yeah. If squatters, right. I think that had been a huge issue 8-10 years ago. I think there probably would have been.
Yeah. Had they known that somebody would be on their side, they would definitely. But
I would work at a commercial. Like if somebody did go into a place like that and like, hey, I'm here. This is my house now. You can't kick me out. Police can arrest them for trespassing.
Yes, they can. And that's the problem is they can because it's retail, I bet, or something like that. I don't know because residential, that's where the problem lies right now is that you can't just kick somebody out on the street Because it's cruel and inhumane to turn off the water, turn off the heat, da 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 da. Even though they stole your house.
Yeah, it's cool to steal my house, but I saw a video of a girl. It was, I don't know what the text or the caption on the video just said. When accusations go sideways, this girl was filming herself, whatever, working out at the gym, and accused some guy who he clearly wasn't of like staring at her and making her feel objectified or something. Like he clearly wasn't. And so they kind of started going back and forth, and the owner of the gym came over, and it was a big gym, like a Planet Fitness or one of the big ones. And he's like, I saw this. I checked the camera, video camera, security camera, and the guy wasn't doing anything. So, and she started going after the owner. He goes, well, you can leave. And she said, I'm not going to leave. He goes, well, then I'm going to call the police and tell them you're trespassing if you don't get out of here. Didn't get out of there, called the police, and they came and took her out of there and said she was trespassing because she wouldn't want to leave.
Why would you want to stay somewhere? Why do you want to belong to a place that doesn't want you?
Right. Because you're there trying to make a point on something else, and it wasn't even about working out.
Yeah. I need clicks.
Yeah, right. Yep.
I need clicks, so I'm going to trash your reputation so that everybody hates your place and boycotts you.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. Oh, God, people. I swear. And speaking of, oh, God, people, what is with this stupid Amazon story about somebody mailing a cat?
That's all I know. This family was returning boxes like we all do all the time to Amazon, and they taped up the box, took it to wherever, and shipped it back to Amazon. 6 days later, it shows up at the warehouse, open it up, and there's a cat. Their family cat had supposedly, what they said, got in the box. It's a bigger box. Didn't know it was in there before they taped it up. And yeah, 6 days, no food, no water, and it was alive. And the Amazon lady opened up and she said, I almost passed out, freaked out. And they got it back to the family.
Okay. So I Googled a few things, looked around for the story, and sending you the link from People Magazine. So this was published yesterday with that headline, shipped 650 miles. 650 miles. It took 6 days.
Yeah. So I don't know if it got there in like whatever. When we order stuff, everybody does it. Prime's 2 day delivery, sometimes even shorter. So maybe on the way back, it's not like a rush. So it takes 6 days to get back, or it was sitting in the warehouse for a couple of days before they opened it.
Utah to California. So the story says the Utah cat is now home and safe, but they said she loves to play in boxes.
Which, I mean, what cat doesn't like to play in boxes? Like,
that's why you check a cupboard or a closet or a cabinet if you have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden you shut things and then you can't find the cat. Then you have to go retrace your steps and open every door you just shut because invariably they're sitting in a closet just staring at it. And the minute you open, they're looking at them like, finally, thank you for coming back to get me. Or you see their paw under the door, right?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm stuck. Anyway, okay, she loves playing boxes. That's just part of her personality, Carrie says. So the curious cat's amusing habit of hiding in boxes, because no other cat does this, led so to them crazy. Not being able to, I know, right? This is such bullshit. They show a picture of the box. If it was a box full of blankets, unwrapped, I mean, like you're returning things to Amazon, so you assume things are packaged.
You would
Something soft, right? You would think this is a box with shoe boxes in it. Like somebody's returning three pairs of shoes in a box. I thought it was more, but it's three pairs. There's two on one side, one on the other. I'm looking at the opened box that the cat was in.
And who doesn't double, triple, quadruple check, not looking for cats, but just making sure you have everything in the box. Even before you seal it up, you always one last check, open it up. I got this, got whatever return labels, whatever I have. I'm good to go. Then you zip it up.
I got it. Hold on. I've got to say, because I want to get your honest reaction to you seeing this box live, caught live here on the show. It's in the chat. There it is. So you can take a look at that. Go to that page. It's not a heavy page to open. Slide down and you'll see a picture of the mom, the woman holding her cat. And there's a picture of the box with the boxes in it.
Yeah. We have dirtier boxes than that sitting in our house that needs to be. There's no way a cat was in there for 6 days.
There's no way a cat was in there without them seeing it.
Yeah.
Because it literally, there's no,
you're right. There's no way.
There's no way. This is bullshit. This is an absolute click my story.
I saw.
I call BS because there's no scratches on the box. There's no cat hair. I don't see where the cat peed anywhere. And it's 6 days, folks.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pee. At least for the first couple days, you're going to pee. Because if you're not drinking, you might not pee as much, but you're still going to pee.
That's, I don't, I'm sorry. I don't buy this. I'm sorry. Somebody thought they were going to pull the wool over everybody's eyes with a quick story. About
not today.
It. Not Amazon. Today, Satan. Not today. I am not letting that slide. Oh my God. I hate people.
I know.
I swear to God. Hey, before we go on, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, have you been to Lauritsen Gardens lately? I remember the first time I went there. Have you been there before, Pat?
A long time ago, yeah.
I mean, blows your mind. If you haven't been there before, it is amazing. But they have something going on right now for the kids, and it's called the Brick Live Brickosaurs, which is like Jurassic level, right? But for Omaha's Lauritsen Gardens. And they use these bricks, like 1.5 million bricks to make about 30 different dinosaur sculptures that are all around.
They're big. And it's not like little, tiny tabletop things. There are some, these are huge.
Huge. So you got the big old T-Rex, you got the Stegosaurus, the Triceratops, like there's 30 different sculptures that are there. And it's going on now through the 12th of May. And just a little hint for you. Once you go to Lauritsen Gardens, if you've never been there, you're going to want to go back. And the membership is really inexpensive for all that you get. So you might look into just being a member because membership, you can go to this for free.
Right.
But you can get tickets too, and they're really reasonable as well.
Lauritsengardens.org/tickets go. But before you get to the tickets page, look at the pictures.
Yes.
On the front page, and you get an idea of what the size and scope and how cool this really is. And the fact that we've all been shut up inside for so long, and it's beautiful spring weather, and getting out to a place like Lauritsen Gardens just in general is
right.
A great idea for the family.
And as I said, I didn't write this, but I'm going to say it. It's a dynamite exhibit. Great.
How can you not say that when you're talking about dinosaurs?
It's a dynamite exhibit, so don't miss it. Okay, so, and speaking of hating people, Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction was overturned in New York.
I couldn't believe that. I mean, I haven't even thought of that guy because I thought he was done, signed, sealed, delivered. He's gone forever. And now all of a sudden he's going to be out?
Out of sight, out of mind. I was
out of jail.
Good riddance. Good riddance is what I was too. Same thing. So they're saying that the reason why was because of some, quote, egregious errors that were made by the previous judge by allowing prosecutors to call witnesses whose allegations were not related to the charges at hand. Now,
why wasn't that brought up at the time when they could have raised their hand and said, I object.
Like the first one.
Yeah.
He said something that was not right. They could have said, okay, yeah, you're right. Object. We can't talk about that crap. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Moving forward. Let's not do that. So Ashley Judd was the first actor to come forward actually with the allegations against him. And she's spoken out now. Of course she's, unfair to survivors and, and absolutely it is. And there's six other women that were represented by one attorney. Lindsay Goldbrum was her name or is her name. And just said, this is just insane. It could deter future victims from coming forward. Cause now, okay, you said too much, and it's not their fault. You're right. That should have been
right.
Fixed immediately.
Yep.
Okay, so here's a theory of why he's out. Because he is a little worm, because he is, I guarantee you, just a coward. I guarantee you he will do whatever it takes to save his skin. You know what I mean? He's not going to stand on principle because he has none. I think he sang. I think he made a deal and he offered other evidence or testimony
against other people,
which could go toward, cause he had some workings with Diddy too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's connected. I don't know.
Man,
that would be the only thing I could think of that would possibly make sense.
Has there ever been a story that you read in the news where you're just like, that's awful. I felt that's terrible. And never dig into it and spend stress out, even cats in a box. No. That's one story I never thought you would ever find a, yeah, but wait a second. Like, oh my gosh.
For the last 15 years, I guarantee you, 10, 15 years. I can't look at anything without.
Hey, Jill, do you want to go to Long John Silver's for lunch? Why Long John's though?
Why
Long John's after all this time?
Why lunch?
And then hold on a second, Google.
No, just certain stories. Story, it just doesn't smell right. It just doesn't, it makes, I don't know, spidey sense. You know, something's not right.
I didn't think the cat one wouldn't smell right.
It didn't smell like a cat in that box, I guarantee you.
It did not. It smelled like shoes and that's it.
That's it. Shoes and tape. That's all it smelled like. So it did not smell like the kitty cat. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. It's a hell of a life.
But. Right. It's just exhausting, being you.
So that's all I got.
Okay. Well, have a fun weekend researching cats in boxes and Harvey Weinstein.
I've proven my point. I'm going to rest my case now for the weekend. I'm going to take off a couple days. So,
okay. That sounds good. Tap out. All right, you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.